Bezer Shem Mizbeuchu begin Perek Chamish, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Silchus Tumah Tzaras, and Laws of Impurity of Negev Tzaras, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which now we begin a different discussion regarding other types, not necessarily that of the Or HaBos that we're discussing of the Marid Negam, of the four types of shades of white that develop, which we call a Baheris. Rather, in this Perek, Rambam discusses that of Shechin of boils, Michva of burns, Karachas and Gabachas, two areas of boldness on the head as a neger relates to those areas. As Rambam begins halacha, we're going to qualifying the michva and the shchin, the burn and the boil. Mishal Yisraelim maka ba'oid besarek. If someone had a wound in the skin of his flesh, the nifshata or machmasa maka, and the skin has peeled because of that wound, so it depends. If the wound was because of fire, like it got burned from a coal, or with hot ashes, or with iron, or with a stone that was heated in the fire, or things similar to that, here's a nikras, that's what's called in halacha, in the Torah, as michva, as a burn. Now, or some of the gears of maka, if it was a wound, not because of fire. So, ben shalaka be'evan, oy be'etz, whether he got the wound from a stone or a piece of wood, or things similar to that. Ben shalaka michva machmas chaliagov, whether the burn was because of some type of a physical illness, kugun gorov, like a wart, or chazazaz, or eczema, shehifsid, or where his skin has become deteriorated, or shachefes, or some type of a swelling that causes lesions, or kadachas, or some type of a feverish type of a swelling, vidalekis, or some type of a infection, the keitzmem, or things similar to that, sheshchitza, or which are ruined the skin, that's what's called as a boil. Halacha beis, li ben shapud vehikabay. Let's say there was a spear that was whitened, got hot, vehikabay, and the person got a wound with that. So it depends. If the top was round like a ball, so it's a michva. Ultimately, the injury was through a burn. But if the tip was pointy, it's a suffix. So that's already a doubt. If that's considered as a burn or a boil, because is it the fire? Or actually, it could be that of an injury because of the pointy tip. Let's say someone got injured because of the hot water of Tveria, or with the refuse of olives that were squeezed out. Okay, it's a thing similar to that. That's considered as a boil, and it's not considered something that was because of the fire per se. It's not considered as a michva, it's considered as a shchin. Halacha gimel, hashchin v'amichva. Now, these two categories of boils and of burns, as long as they're fresh wounds, they're called mordin, that's the terminology of like rebelling. They actually do not contaminate halachas of negoim at all. Now, let's say the boil and the burn actually healed, and they totally healed. So even if the area is scarred and doesn't look the rest as the same as the rest of the skin, has the halacha as the skin of the flesh for all halachas. And the mistam and mishleisha simanim, and therefore it's going to have the halacha of if it has a nega and it develops one of the three signs of tuma, the yesh ben hezgish neshavuis, and it's going to be dependent on being quarantined for 2 weeks. Like we explained this all in Perek Aleph, halacha yud. That's what would not be considered as a shchin in the mikvah. But halacha dalad, hischilu hashchin, va mikvah lichis ulisrapis. But let's say the boil or the burn started to heal. And now it has a scab, a covering like the peel of a garlic. This is the scarring of the boil which is mentioned in the Torah. And also regarding the healing of the burn that's mentioned over there. And they have a different halacha than the Or HaBasa. Their term is only with two different signs. B'seir lovin with the white hair, or with expansion, but raw flesh, which is one of the three signs of when it's Or HaBasa, does not apply as a siman tama for the shchin and the mikvah. And the emem hesker l'shvo echad, and here the quarantine is only for 1 week, only the arabasa, which is for 2 weeks. Now that Rambam explains this of becoming tama by the mikvah and the shchin. So ketzer household, Rambam illustrates. Baheres, if there was a nega, shohisa b'tzedeves hashchin, that was in this scarring of the boil, or b'mikhes ha-mikvah, or in the healed flesh of the burn, which again, there's a different category. Imhoi b'seir lovin, so if there's white here, yachlet, he's confirmed as a mitzara. Lohoi b'seir lovin, if there was no white here, which there's only one other sign, which is expansion, which cannot be the first week. So then Yaske Shvu Echad, so you quarantine him from 1 week. The year to Basev Shvu, and then you look at him at the end of the first week. If Noil Basev, it develops the white hairs, Oy Pasa, or it expands, Yachad is confirmed as Mitzar. From Noil Baklum, if nothing new happens, Yifter, he's let go. Now, let's say pasul acha b'tor. Let's say it expands after he was let go. Oh, you know, but say was up to white hairs. So then, yachal. Then, as we said regarding the arbasa, here's the same thing. Then he's automatically confirmed as a mitzayra. Halacha hey, hashchin v'hamichva. These two types of the boil and the burn, aimed starvin zemze. They do not combine one with the other. Meaning, if let's say you have a half a gris of shchin, half a gris of michva, they don't combine for the sheva gris, and it's going to be considered tar, even though the halachas are the same. And actually, that's actually why the pasuk separates them. Loimah to say, why, if they have the same halacha, why are you saying separate parashas? To say, she'im and star from zem and zed, that they don't combine one with the other. They cannot expand one with the other. And they also don't expand to the flesh of the skin of the flesh. And neither does a nega of arhabasa, which we spoke about in the previous parakim, they don't combine into the shechina, into the mikveh. Ketzer Hasa, the Rambam illustrates. So you shechin b'tzal ha-mikveh. Let's say there was a boil right on the side of the burn, u'baheres kegris b'shtein, and you have a nega that the combination of the two of them has the size of a gris, I mean the nega develops either on arhabasa, regular skin, which is what we said in the first of four parakim, and then we're talking about if it develops in the shechina or mikveh, so you have a nega the size of a gris amongst the two of them, or is it tar? They can be tar because they don't combine. Let's say there was a nega in one of them. Now it expands into the other one from the shchin into the mikvah, the mikvah into the shchin. Or they expand into the raw skin of the flesh. Tar, it's going to be, meaning of tenega over there, tar is going to be tar. Let's say it was a beheres nega in the arhabas. So pasul achman and expands into the shchin of the mikvah. Again, in the Pesach, it's not going to be considered as an expansion. They don't combine arhabas with them and them with arhabas. Let's say he had in the palm of his hand, Tzerdevesh Shchin, he had the scarring of the boil, which is again that middle category that it's considered as qualified for this special nega, has kegris, the size of a gris. Uva beheres kegris. And so it has also a nega, the size of a gris, meaning the tzerdevesh is just the platform, like arhabasar. Then it has on it a nega, the size of a gris, which takes up the whole area of the scarring, and therefore there's no room for expansion, because like we said, you cannot expand from the shchin into non-shchin territory. It has to expand on the shchin. It cannot expand into the arabasa. Still yasker. You have to quarantine him. Why? Because she'afa b'she'in the ruler say 11, although it's not fit for the sign of tumma of white hairs because it's on the palm of the hand where here doesn't grow. And v'loy l'basayin, neither is it relevant for expansion, like we said, because it can't expand into regular skin. And it doesn't have the third one we said of raw flesh. But still, Shem Yevo Leishchin Achar Betzida, because maybe another boil might develop there on the side of that fold up boil, right there on the side of it, B'tifs L'Tech, and they can expand into there, and therefore we have to quarantine it. Halacha Vav, Shchin Shenas Mikva. If a boil became a burn, subsequently, so Bitla Mikva Es HaShchin. So the burn nullifies the original boil because the second one always takes precedence. U'Mikva Shenas HaShchin. So to in the reverse, so let's say it was a burn that became a boil, so Bitla Shchin HaMikva. So then the boil nullifies the burn. Now, let's say you don't know, was it originally, what was it, a boil or a burn? It doesn't make a difference. Because both of them have the same signs and the same tumma. Because like we said, we only separated them to say they don't combine. But whichever one it's going to be, it's going to be the same platform, and whatever's going to develop a sign of tumma is going to be tumma for either one of them. Halacha Zayin. Let's say he was quarantined because he has a nega on this boil. At the end of the week, it actually was totally healed, that boil, and became to regular skin. So now we have in front of us a nega on skin of the flesh, or the other way around. Shizgir ba'arabas, it was quarantined for a nega on skin of the flesh. At the end of the week, it's a boil, so yirda b'tchila. You have to look at it as if it's a fresh new nega, which would require its own two quarantines, because it's not the same thing. The two different halachas are arabas and that of the shchin. Halacha ches, Ram continues regarding negoim of karachas and gabachas. As Ram explains, Misha Nasher calls Sa'ar Reishai. If someone's hair on his head fell out, all is here. Be'machmas chelu, whether because of an illness, be'machmas makas, she'inadur legal l'seir, or whether because of a wound, that now he can't grow hair anymore. Be'in shalcha dvarm ha'mashir min l'seir, whether because he ate certain things that make the hair fall out. Aysach dvarm shir or he smeared on some type of a cream that makes the hair fall out. Alpha bishado legad l'achazman, although it could grow back at a later point in time. But since ultimately right now he lost all the hair on his head, there's a nikra, that's what's called either kedeach or gibeach. Which one is it? So it depends. If nashra sa'ar mina kodkud ulamata, if the hair of his head fell out from his skull, which means to say in the center point of the top of his head, and downwards, meaning shefel acher, sloping towards the back of his head, vad pikash al tzaver, up until the first vertebrae by his neck. That's nikar kerech. That's called the baldness of the back of the head. Now let's say it fell out from the top of his skull downwards, shefel afonav, sloping towards the front, ad keneged padachte, up until his forehead. That baldness from the front part of the head is nikar giber. It's called the baldness of giber. So now these have their own halachas. Halacha test. Hakarachas v'agabachas, these two bold areas of the head with the front and the back, metames bebeis siman. Their tum is, if you see a nega on those places, and it has these two signs, of either b'michya or v'fisayin. So unlike the previous category that we spoke about, that it's actually only with two white hairs, or pisayin, which was by the shchin and the mikvah, and unlike that of the arabas, which has all three, this has only the two of the raw flesh and that of expansion, and not with the white hairs. And v'yesh ben hesker shnei shvuos, unlike the previous case, a category which was 1 week, this is like that of the first halachas of Arhabasa that has a quarantine of 2 weeks. Kashnem behen, it says regarding them in v'yikra, kamarit tsaras arbaser, when it talks about the halach of karachas and gabach, it says like the appearance of tsaras in the skin of the flesh, which tells us it has the same halacha like arbaser, which has a quarantine of 2 weeks. Now, but, ulevishim behen seir, but since there's no hair over there, like we said, his hair fell out, so therefore, ein haseir halav and simatum behem. So therefore, it doesn't have the third one of white hair being a simatum. Only has that of raw flesh and of expansion. Now, v'keitzim etamin b'shnei simon b'shnei shavuos. What does this mean that it contaminates with these two signs and the 2 weeks? Meaning, shemhoisa beheres, if he had a nega, one of these four shades, b'karachta, b'gabachta, on his the baldness in the back of his head or on the front of his head, v'hoisa b'michya, and there's raw flesh. Oh, so that's one of the signs. Yachli is confirmed as a mitzvah. There was no raw flesh. And again, the only other option is then pisayin, which is only possible after quarantine. So then yasku, you quarantine him. The year b'sevishu, and you check him out after the end of the week. If no b'michya pisayin, if it develops a raw flesh or expansion, so the yachli is confirmed as a bitzer. If nothing developed, so yasku shvushayin, he goes into quarantine in the second week. Then if pasas, if it expanded, if no b'michya developed a raw flesh, then yachli is confirmed. If nothing developed, so then yiftri is let go. And but if let's say it expands or it develops a michya after it's ready to let go, then yachli goes straight to being confirmed as a mitzayr. Halacha yud. Hakarachas v'gabachas, the boldness of the back and the front, in the mitzvahism, they don't combine one with the other. Kashanem, it says in the pasig, b'karachta oy b'gabachta, and it's boldness in the back or in the front. Malam shen shtayim, it comes to teach that they're two different things. Vein paisim zulzu, and they cannot expand one into the other. V'lo l'shar arbasa, neither to the skin of the rest of the skin of the flesh. And below beheres are abasa paisal dach, and neither does a nega on the skin of the flesh expand into those areas. Halacha yir aleph, hakarachas oy gabachas, the baldness in the back of the head or the front of the head, oy hazokin shenikrach, or the beard which is bald now, and on the chin. V'nas ben shchinoy michva, so in any one of these three areas, if it develops a boil or a burn, so mitamet kashchin v'kamichva shab arabasa, so it's going to contaminate like the boil or the burn, that's so too the same thing on the skin of the flesh. And the reason is shaharish or hazak and shenikruchu, because the head or the beard that is bald is karhabas l'chadaver, is qualified like the skin and the flesh for all halachas. Elish imetam b'seyalav, like we said before, the only difference really is that it doesn't contaminate with white hairs, as we said in halacha test. Harish v'hazakin. Now the head and the beard koydim sheyitzmach b'mseir, before hair ever sprouted over there, a young man, but then lehelu seymer element never developed hair at all. Or a blister that's on the head or on the chin. Again, so there's no hair, but they never develop hair. It's going to be like the skin of the flesh. And it's going to contaminate with three signs, one of them being the white hairs. It doesn't have the qualification yet of karachas and gabachas that it fell out, never developed in the first place. And obey shvuz, and that of 2 weeks. And the same thing as zikani isha, the chin of a woman, vasaris over eunuch, who cannot have children, achalehel seir, if they never develop hair yet, which generally these individuals don't, so then again, it's just like the skin of regular skin of the flesh. But if they develop here on their chins, so then it's going to have the same halacha as the beard of a man, where that's different that we spoke about. We spoke about the head, where the hair falls out, is actually a different halacha when it's on the beard of a man, which they would have the same halacha, then the halacha of tumah is that of a nesek, like we're going to explain later on in Parakas, and the ein mistami beheres, and it's not going to have the tumah of a regular beheres, it has a whole different halacha, that of a nesek, as we'll see in Parakas.